This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The city of Colchester is deciding how to replace its police chief, an issue that's generating a good deal of debate in the Western Illinois community. Chief David Bland retired at the end of August. The position is still vacant more than 2 months later, and three of the city's five part-time police officers have since left the department. Devin Brooks has been following the story for News 3. He says the issue is whether the community should continue with its own police department or contract out for law enforcement services.
They're trying to get applications in and see whether or not people will apply to be police chief and to become officers. Right now, it's a wait-and-see game.
It seems like there's been a lot of controversy about this.
Well, I think the big thing is the residents I've talked to, they want to keep the local police department. They want to keep the Colchester Police Department. You drive through town, you see the signs, dozens, several signs all throughout yards. That speaks volumes.
Yard signs that say keep the local police department.
Keep it local, keep Colchester Police Department. Yeah.
Was the city close at one time to contracting out with the sheriff's department?
It's hard to say. I wouldn't necessarily say that they were close. I would say that they were just negotiating. They were trying to really see what their options were. You had councilmen who were for it, and then you had other people on the council who said that not so much. They wouldn't like it. They wanted to keep the local department. What are the reasons that I've been told people want the department? Because it's controlled locally. Decision-making, or if there's any disciplinary issues, they feel that it's in their hands there in Colchester. They also say the Colchester Police Department has been around for years. So why do away with it now?
What about the other side of the argument? Why are some folks interested or at least want to find out more information about contracting it out?
I just think mostly right now it's a public safety issue. From my standpoint as a reporter, I feel that it's a public safety issue. Now they're down to two officers at last check. So people just really, really want that assurity that they're going to have public safety. Apparently there's state police, and sometimes you have county deputies that come in throughout the day, maybe stop at the schools. But that's not all the time. A lot of times it's only maybe if they get a call and they have to respond there. But they also thinking about the distance, how long it may take for the county to respond to Colchester if they were to get a call. How many deputies would be assigned to Colchester? Would it just be one? Would it be a few? So I think they're really trying to weigh their options. That's what it was coming down to.
And in the midst of all this brouhaha, there have also been some changes on the city council and city government.
True. You've basically, when the pressure was put on the city leaders, particularly the former police committee chairman, which was Kevin Bloomfield, and he was also an alderman, when that pressure was put on them and the mayor. First, the mayor was out on leave for own family reasons. But then you had Bloomfield filling in as mayor pro tem. And when he was in that position, all of this was going on. And eventually both of them had stepped down. They resigned.
So what can you tell us about the new mayor?
Her name is Mayor Francie Welch. And she has been in that seat for some years. I can't say the exact in the alderwoman seat, the alderman seat. But now that she's the mayor, she's making these decisions. And right now she's wanting to hear everything out. It doesn't sound like she's on one side or the other. She really wants to see where everyone stands. Really, they're just hoping that they get applications in. Because if they don't get the applications in, then they are going to have to look into an alternative.
Devin Brooks is a reporter for News 3 at Western Illinois University. He says today is the deadline for people to apply for the Colchester Police Chief position. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.